This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It is National Cheese Fries Day, so it is time for the combo platter. 877-881-1053. The fan. Let's try that again. 877-881-1053. National Cheddar Fries Day. Excuse me. So, we want a sports opinion, and then tell us where is the best spot in the Metroplex for cheese fries. That's like my wife's all-time favorite food, and so I know this is a big day for her.
And where's her favorite?
Hers is Snuffers. So I think I'm going to
feel like that's going to be majority.
You know what? That's a great point. I did not get a sports opinion.
Let's call her up.
I think hers was, she texted me, Greg Ostertag is the man. Can you get his number?
I thought it would be the that sports positions are named stupidly.
Yes. That is her sports opinion, is that it makes no sense that one of the offensive linemen is called the tackle. She's like, shouldn't they be the people that tackle people? And shouldn't they be called the offensive blocker?
Yeah, the OPs, the protectors.
Yeah.
You have the protectors, the guards, and the center.
What about goalkeeper? Is she okay with that one?
You know what? I will have to ask her some of these important follow-up questions.
Shouldn't it be like goal blocker or something like that instead of goalkeeper? Like, what are you keeping? You're keeping the goal? You're holding on to it?
Look,
and keeping it in your pocket?
A lot of valid questions that you guys are asking that I don't particularly have the answers
All right,
to.
I'll go first. Porzingis is a top 20 player in the NBA.
You do not think
if that. You take out the top 30 players in the NBA. And I agree with your wife. Snuffers is the best. I rarely order cheddar fries, but I do like them with bacon. I do like them with jalapenos. And I do like dipping them in ranch dressing.
Okay.
So see how positive I was on Porzingis?
I do. It wouldn't surprise you to know that I would not put most of those things on the cheese fries. But
wait, what?
The jalapenos and the ranch.
Yeah, what are you doing?
What about the bacon?
Oh, yeah, no, bacon's good.
Okay. Oh, okay.
That's great.
Hold on. So you're saying fry, cheddar, bacon. And that's it?
Yeah.
No chives or nothing?
No.
Okay.
No,
your salad from the salad bar, essentially, except for it's not croutons, right? Or did you have – you did the bacon.
No,
you did
the bacon, it's still the ham. I'm just removing things. And a lot of – yes, I get it. A lot of people are bringing up today is also April 20th, so it's 420. And I don't think it's totally coincidental that you put National Cheddar Fries Day. But they want us to do a different combo platter, and I don't think – we're probably going to do that.
I mean,
right
it
now.
Depends on what state they live in. So
that's true.
Your favorite weed product?
Yes, I think that is exactly what they were going for.
I'm just gonna on the safe side.
Roundup.
I've heard a story that you've told me before.
That was pretty clever.
We don't want to endorse any other things regarding that based on an email that I received. So
wow. How cryptic.
That being said. I guess my sports opinion is I think Adolis Garcia is going to be the best Texas Rangers player in baseball this year.
Oh.
For the Texas Rangers.
Wow.
Not in like all of baseball. But he's going to do all the things, and he's going to completely erase Leody Taveras from my memory.
Whoa. Okay.
Dang.
From the 972, Kyle Pitts won't live up to the hype.
You didn't even get to his cheddar fries.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I mean, you really.
I'm angry about that opinion.
Dude. What about my Adolis Garcia opinion?
I'm not really mad about that. I just wanted to
get some.
This is a feedback segment. I want to get really, some fan feedback.
I want you
in
to
there.
Explain why you ignored me then. That's my feedback, as I need from you. But that being said,
Kevin's a huge Leote fan.
I'm going to go with Rodeo Goat. I love me some Rodeo Goat. They always do some great stuff. And I am it has to have cheddar. I have to have jalapeno. I have to have jalapeno on it. And I always dip in the ranch. All those things have to be on it at least. Otherwise, I'm going to take that off my table.
Is ranch the best condiment for fries? I mean, obviously not, but
I think ketchup. I like the spicy ketchup, but if you're going to once you put cheddar on them, I don't think ketchup and cheddar are the best combination.
Mike, do you like creamy ranch or the watery, drippy ranch? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I like thicker because I like blue cheese more than I like ranch. I think they're both great. Don't get me wrong. But, boy, I tell you what, that lady who I make her homemade ranch dressing from, she's Reed Drummond.
Sue.
The Pioneer woman has a great ranch dressing recipe.
Does. Yes, she does. It's really good.
My wife cooks so that we survive. I cook so we live. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. That is the worst.
That was incredible.
Oh, here's another one coming in. The Mavericks have great role players, is their opinion, if they played in the Euro League.
I didn't think that might have been a fake text.
He definitely isn't on the fan text.
No, I'm reading it. It's perfect. I agree with you, too.
From the 972.
What area code is that from, Mike?
Latvia.
You could just make up an area code or just say three numbers.
Slovenia. Real Madrid. It's from Real Madrid's area code.
You don't know Real Madrid's area code.
He might. He actually might. It's like 108764876. International.
Kevin, let's get to some feedback here, dude. What are you doing?
Seeing all those numbers. Ben Askren threw the fight and Taco Bell nacho fries all of the way.
Oh, whoa. Let's talk about it.
Whoa.
I didn't
even know
Taco
that was a
Bell
thing.
Hold on. Are you a fan of the Taco Bell nacho fries? Okay.
Come on. I'm talking about the dude who threw the fight. That's the
Ben
Logan
Askren,
Paul dude, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't train for barely anything. And, didn't he have a smile when he was getting up from the mat? It feels like he was like, I cashed my check and I did what I needed to do.
I get that. But I think people, when they only focus on the Robbie Lawler fight, also ignore the fact that who is responsible for being knocked out faster than any fighter in the history of the UFC? It is Ben Askren. It is the same guy who got knocked out in 6 seconds. So I do not think that that part.
He couldn't even make it on a bull, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Gone in 6 seconds, that movie.
That is not, no.
You're missing
by the way,
decimal.
That's with Nicolas Cage. That's not a bad movie.
That is a terrible
movie. I am entertained by that movie. It's very Fast and Furious-like.
So my sports opinion here is going to be
Fast and Furious.
That Alex Leatherwood is my new favorite prospect in the draft because of great opinions like this one.
Yes, sir. A team asked me a couple weeks ago if I was a dog or a cat person. And, of course, I had to say dog. Who doesn't love dogs? You know what I mean? I even have a dog of my own, Doberman Pinscher.
I love dogs. I hate cats, and that's well documented. People get mad at me when I say, hey, cats, but I reserve the right to have that opinion. I don't know why anybody would ever like a cat, right? I mean, but I also, did you laugh when you got asked that question? Because, I mean, that's a cliche that's as old as the draft.
Right. I mean, of course, at first I was like caught off guard a little bit, but I mean, it was a no-brainer. Dog, who likes cats? Those are demons.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Leatherwood.
I mean, he's not wrong.
No, he's not.
Cats are jerks. I'm on record as cats are jerks. I get the people that don't want, the clingy animal that's a little self-sufficient. You just have the company without having to have all of the work. But they're jerks. They're a-holes. Let's be honest.
I agree. And I will also back up Snuffers as having the best cheese fries. Now, I saw this one.
Where are other people? I mean, is Snuffers the only place?
Tovash got in here, and I forgot what his sports opinion was.
We got Hop Dottie. Somebody said Outback cheese fries.
Gosh, I think I had those, but that's been a long time. I guess I just don't order
these.
Onion.
Where was the place that we did the show, Corey, where they served the cheese fries in half a keg? You remember
that? Yeah, that was Shark Shark Club, the Shark Club out here in Frisco.
There you go. Yeah, they like awesome. Cut off the top to a keg, and they were like, would you like a half keg of nachos? And that's like not how you would of fries. And that's like not how you would measure fries or nachos, but both of those options were available. It looked really interesting. From Eric the Pastry Chef, Tim Biakabatuka is the best sports name ever, and the best cheese fries are at their house because they're a chef. Interesting.
I love that sports opinion.
From the, and again.
Oh, here's one. It says, should Luka shoot free throws like Cedric Ceballos dunk basketballs in the All-Star dunk competition? Because maybe shooting blindfolded, he would shoot a better percentage. And their favorite fries are from McDonald's.
I'm not sure if I'm not sure if you can send a text with that many characters, Mike.
From the 817, I don't know if this is sports opinion, but it backs Corey up. I just purchased a game used Adolis Garcia bat and bought his autographed rookie card. Burger Street cheese fries the best.
Is that from Cole? Cole's a Tolo, and he sends me a lot of pictures of autographed Adolis Garcia rookie cards that he wants to buy.
I thought you were just going to say he sends you a lot of pictures of Burger Street stuff. So, I would be like, I mean, great.
So, first off, the Adolis Garcia thing, great job. Great selection. But Burger Street, we got one down the street from us.
That makes sense.
I am a huge fan of their cheese fries, their cheddar fries, but they have the second best tater tots that you will ever find in the world.
Oh. All right,
like their
tots at Sonic.
Yeah, Sonic's the best.
I'll let my elementary school aged family members know about that.
Tater tots are the best fry anywhere.
Hold on. Wait. Oh, Reggie, are you saying that only elementary people eat tater tots?
I mean,
tater tots are delicious.
Okay.
Kevin, I'm sorry. Like, I love you, bro. But, like, using your palate in this situation does not help my argument at all. So I'm going to defer.
I was trying to help.
And move on with this. But, yeah, the Burger Street takes a little longer. Not as long as Whataburger, but takes a little bit longer. But it's totally worth your time on anything that you order there. So, did you read the one about Wingstop having the best fries?
No.
They say Wingstop has the best fries. So in general fries, but it's also their Buffalo Ranch fries. And John Collins is a better player than Porzingis.
Ooh.
Mike, your thoughts on the fries? Not Porzingis.
You know what? I do think Porzingis is better. And they both are pretty unhealthy players. So as much as, like, I take shots at the Mavericks, which I'm willing to do, I would if I had the choice, because Collins misses quite a few games. And I kind of want Collins this offseason. I think he'd be a very nice addition. But there is the, like, I hope that he's way more healthy if we get him than he was in Atlanta. But he is a very good player when healthy. His problem is health, too, and steroids.
Oh my God. Does this count as a sports and fries opinion? The Rangers garlic fries at the old stadium were the bomb. Now, it has a component of sports wrapped into fries, and I have already read it, so I guess either way. From the 806, the Eagles will jump to 9 and steal Sertan from the Cowboys and carne asada fries from Taqueria Los Angeles. I appreciate the sports opinion. We're trying to keep it in the Metroplex here, but we do have a very
Taqueria Los
wide
Angeles
reach.
Is in Plano.
Oh.
Yeah,
cool.
No, that's where you I get my see, street tacos.
Okay, can see why I would get confused. I've only been to the Taqueria in Los Angeles, just like I've only been to the Furniture Mart in the state of Nebraska.
That's fair.
I do sometimes get confused about such things.
Here's one from the 214. Is it possible Dwight Powell's left-handed and doesn't know it? And their favorite fries are from Burger King.
You know what I like? On the back half of these sports opinions, how basic he started to go with the fries. First, it was a McDonald's. Now, you know curly fries from Jack in the Box are coming up. And so, from the 682, the Cowboys will be the first team to go 17-0 in 2030. And Fred's Texas in Fort Worth has the best cheese fries.
Kevin from the 469, hot sports opinion. Dane Dunning needs to be started more often and stay in longer. And Peace Burger and Grapevine off William D. Tate has the best cheese fries.
Hey, we all love Dane Dunning. And I know that Jeff and G-Bag have started talking about old Hoss Rathbone.
Oh, yeah.
You could start every single game.
You had like 600 innings in one season.
Yeah. So,
when I was like, God still creates humans that can do this. I'm not sure if God created another human like old Hoss.
Let me ask you this controversial fry-based question. What's better at Burger King, French fries or the old chicken fries?
The chicken sticks?
Yeah, the chicken fries were delicious. Yeah,
those were the best. Those were phenomenal. With a rodeo burger, with the little fried onion.
Did you know Burger King used to have ham and cheese sandwiches?
Really?
That's incredible.
This one from the 817, it says, there's not enough towel waivers on the Dallas Mavericks. They start three of them, and their favorite fries are from Wendy's.
Their favorite cheese fries or just regular fries?
They throw cheese on it. That's what they're saying in this. I mean, they're taking shots at the Mavericks left and right. God.
From the 214, Porzingis is a unicorn, and Five Guys has the best fries. Oh, all right.
Are they saying that unicorns are oft injured? Is that what I'm hearing?
Maybe they mean like that murderous unicorn from Cabin in the Woods. You remember when it impaled that guy into the wall? That was crazy.
That movie was so weird.
God, I love that movie. From the 325, I'm going to die before the Mavs or Cowboys win a championship.
Oh, no.
I'm 36, and Wingstop has the best cheese fries, especially with some of that ranch.
Are they talking about of like natural causes slash old age, or are they just like, I don't understand what's happening there.
I don't think.
Enjoy the journey.
Yeah, I think they're going to just die of disappointment, and they're going to be that person that's going to ask for, okay, if I can go with Mike's analogy right here, they're going to ask for Dwight Powell, Maxi Kleba, Josh Richardson, and KP to be the pallbearers so they can let him down one more time. Dang. Like, you know that's what he's going to put in his obituary.
From the 972, did Kevin just list the most underrated basketball team in history?
That's a crazy turnaround.
That's fast.
And they like Dairy Queen because this is DQ country.
From the 940, Dak will win MVP, and Whataburger cheese fries are the best. From the 817.
Whataburger has cheese fries?
When did that happen?
They just said fries.
You said cheese. Okay.
Yeah, you just put cheese. You know what I learned over the weekend? I'm sorry to yell that so loud. You can purchase a bottle of the honey butter they put on those honey butter chicken biscuits. I was not aware of that.
Have you ever made your own honey butter?
No.
Recipe's very simple.
You can purchase a whole bottle of Chick-fil-A sauce, too.
Like, yes.
There's all sorts of
stuff. We actually
have
that at the house. But, yeah. Wow. Mike is showing off the mustard of the honey barbecue. But I put the honey butter sauce on a bagel. It was freaking magical. For the 817, Rick will be fired at the end of the year, and best cheese fries are at Globe Life Field. Man, they did have some good cheese fries there.
The field? No, that was the park. That was the
park.
GLP
not
was
the I haven't tried
place.
The ones the at the field the yet. Does food get better when it's in some sort of helmet at the baseball game?
Absolutely.
Does it automatically
ice cream
get better?
Tasted different as a child. Nachos are different. Yes, if it's in a helmet, because then you can clean the helmet out and wear it.
Okay. From the 817, the Cowboys won't win a championship as long as they're owned by the Jones. And Arby's curly fries with their cheese sauce is absolute fire.
A lot
fire.
Of sarcasm in this segment.
Yeah.
Did you text that in, Kevin? I
no.
feel like that's something you would
it,
say.
No, it is really.
Like all the ones
from
that Mike read, I believe.
Look,
were
we're way past
in,
time here.
Okay, well, then this one's just for you, Mike, from the 682. Luka will be the MVP of 2025. For the Lakers, and Boomer Jack's cheese fries are the best.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.